my first IML, International Mr. Leather, and it was so much more fun to enjoy it with Big Fatty in tow, honey. Big Fatty hoisted it up here, and we just had to just basically keep him in it. He's old, you know. Old people like to be entertained and taken out to restaurants and, you know, basically escorted to and from their hotel, motel, Hilton host hotel.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's old, you know. Old people like to be entertained and...
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 440 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of October, 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, Grandson, just go ahead and get ready to cover your ears, because Grand Fatty is going to be talking about the Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, today is Columbus Day. Columbus Day in the U.S. of A. And y'all, you know the old saying is 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And y'all, I don't know if you know the real story behind that, but Columbus... Christopher Columbus, he went to Ferdinand and what was her name? Murgatroyd. Queen Murgatroyd. Oh Lord, I should have just Ferdinand and Murgatroyd. Oh, dear God. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I don't even know how to say it. Murgatroyd. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to be the title, y'all. Anyway, Christopher Columbus went to see... Ferdinand and Isabella, that Queen Isabella, and y'all, you know, if you want the real story about Ferdinand and Isabella, you've got to go to the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Because, y'all, you know, she's going, oh, Ferdinand and Isabella, oh, yes, we go way back. I knew them before they had the Santa Maria. All they had was the Nina and the Pinto. And, we are very close. We are very close. In fact, I believe they follow me on the Twitty. Y'all... Big Fatty, what are you talking about? Poor Big Fatty. Anyway, so it's Columbus Day, but y'all, Columbus Day is a national holiday not observed by the coal mine. So Big Fatty will be at the coal mine today, but that's okay, y'all, because Big Fatty will have 2 weeks off at Crama. Oh, what'd you get for Crama? 2 weeks off. Oh, well, that's not so bad. Y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, Big Fatty got... by the way, I've only gotten one voice letter since the last show. I figured all the cool kids would want to call in after hearing Friday's show, but no. Oh, no, we could not be bothered. So, anyway, but y'all, I did get one other submission, and y'all, this is a great submission for the What Would Vera Wear... to the Let's Make a Deal to be in the audience. And y'all, it's sent to me by Michael. Not Michael of the QCast Connection. By the way, y'all, that was the beginning of the show. Beginning of the show today was Omar. And he was talking two shows ago. He was talking about I've had my first, senoritas. And señores, I have had my first Year in the Chicago's, and it has just been wonderful, and I just love it up here. And y'all, I listened to the news show today. I have quit podcasting. And I'm like, oh, okay. So there's another one down the tubes, y'all. Down the tubes. And by the way, I have received a word from Termly Single Tim that he has not quit podcasting. It's just iTunes has stopped him from podcasting. So, anyway, so don't unsubscribe from him, but, you know, you can unsubscribe from Omar and QCast and, let's see, English John and Princess Hannah's Fucked Up Makeup and Archer and, you know, they've all, y'all, they've given up the ship. They've given up the Santa Maria. They're no longer exploring the Potter's Fear. So, y'all, they just gave up. But anyway, Michael sent a picture of in the What Would Vera Wear to the Let's Make a Deal contest. And y'all, he has sent me, and I'm not going to post it unless I get a few more entries here now. And there's no prize. So don't think that you're going to get a prize for this. But y'all, the prize is that you got Big Fatty to talk about it. Oh, Big Fatty, there's no podcast out there anymore. So anytime I can hear you talk about me, there's just so many fewer opportunities out there. Then that's the prize. But Michael sent me a picture of something that is old, gray, fat, bald, and can't walk. And y'all, I believe it is the spitting image of Vera. And you will, you'll want to get me your... You'll want to get me your submission into that because, you know, y'all, it's just unbelievable what a good submission it is in this just wonderful, wonderful, Brad Friday spit it. It's just in the Fat Cave Coupon Center. There's a shortage of canned pumpkin for this holiday season. Sorry, Arthur. The reason that you tuned in today was to get the blow-by-blow of the horror weekend, y'all. And y'all, Big Fatty went over to the Horror Hotel on Thursday and then came back on, went Thursday morning, got there early afternoon, I guess about 2 o'clock or something like that, and then came back on Sunday, left there at around a little bit after noon, I guess. And, y'all, it was a fun event. Big Fatty had a little grumbly stomach on Friday night. It was something he ate that didn't sit well, so didn't do a whole lot Friday night. But there were several gentlemen callers, four to be exact. One of them came back 3 times, but, Big Fatty, you must be good. Thank you. So anyway, y'all, but something strange happened this weekend, and that is, that I found myself, this was the first time, that was the first horror event at the Horror Hotel that Big Fatty wasn't working. I was just an attendee, and I was just there to enjoy myself. And I found, I didn't miss the work. Don't get me wrong about that. But I found myself thinking, Brad Friday, you know, wouldn't it have been nice to just do your podcast and chit-a-chat on the Twitty and hang out with people? Y'all, I kind of miss, I don't want to say it, but yeah, I kind of miss y'all, okay? So, oh, Brad Friday, we missed you too. I know you're not saying that, but... But anyway, y'all, it was oddly strange, because I don't know, and I got on the Twitty. I had a patty melt at the little cafe they have there, at the Horror Hotel. Yeah, it was delicious. It was delicious going in, but it just didn't sit well, and so. while I was trying to find a way to comfort my grumbly stomach on Friday night, I got on the Twitty, and y'all, the Sea Hag was on there, and old Brick Patty, why aren't you up to your elbow in gentlemen callers? And you should be out having fun, and I did have a good time, and I drank plenty of Tanqueray 10 and had some really good food on Saturday, but I have to admit it was a little strange. Kind of missing doing this, and I don't think it's ego. Well, I mean, there will be some that go, "Oh, Big Freddy, of course it's your fucking ego," but I don't know. I guess I like the routine of all of this or whatever. So anyway, I really do like hearing from you and all. And I checked the e-letters over the weekend, and Steven the Uck, y'all, he was just a chitter-chatting, and y'all, he said he revealed his real self to me over the weekend, and I had no idea. And y'all, I still don't know how he did it, but he says he revealed his real self. And y'all, I thought Steven the Uck was his real self. So that just goes to show you. I saw Bjorn. Oh no, Bjorn sent me some sort of little movie, but I haven't played it yet. Y'all, Bjorn had a pretty good report on that fair food, didn't he? And y'all, he says Stephen the Uck says bugger. Y'all, they say that over there in the Uck. Bugger, as opposed to butter. I've done it again. Now you know who I really am. Damn, I'm not any good at this pseudonym stuff. Never mind. I did the same thing with Archer a while back and outed myself, y'all. And I don't know what he did, but so that's the clue, y'all. Bugger, I've done it again. Now you know who I really am. I don't know. So anyway, Stephen the Uck, I don't know who you are. So anyway, I don't think you're Simon, because you know Simon started listening again, but you know I'm sure he's unsubscribed. But anyway, y'all, I've gotten a couple of Twitty requests, and I'd like to just tell you about y'all. I've gotten future Brittany. Is that what it is? Wait a minute, I'm trying to open it up here. Y'all, I accepted Fast Forward Brittany or something like that. I don't know what she is, but y'all, I heard her giving... she called in to the Big Ricky show, and she was giving him shit. So I said, well, you know, anybody that calls into Big Ricky and gives him shit, I'm going to approve on the Twitty. And y'all, but I got one from Snow Boy Roy. And y'all, I don't know who that is. Don't know who it is, so Snow Boy Roy... I don't know who you are, but y'all, his latest tweet says, this sucks balls, and not nice balls, bad balls. Oh, okay. So, anyway, well, maybe he didn't say that. Somebody said that to him. Anyway, but Snowboy Roy, tell Big Fatty who you are, because I'm not going to approve you. Oh, y'all, he's, He does say on here that it's a shopping day and he's in the city for bondage gear and mask. So maybe I will approve him. So, oh, Big Freddy. Oh, we'll enjoy a bondage gear and mask. So, and y'all, he's lost his cod piece. Okay, never mind. Y'all, this is my favorite thing that he said. I thought Brazil was named after a public hairstyle. Excuse me, pubic. Oh, God. Y'all, why do you listen to this shit? Oh, Big Freddy, we just love going to the slot car races and seeing the wrecks, and this is listening to you is like that, and oh, it's just wonderful. And Snowboy, no, I'm not going to approve you yet, Snowboy Roy. Okay, never mind. Fuck it. I am going to approve you. So, so Snowboy Roy, I have approved you, but you still need to let me know who the fuck you are. How's that? Oh, okay, Big Party, I will do that. Y'all, one of the things that I was, as I was driving back from the horror hotel, by the way, y'all, the horror hotel, the people that own this place, they love these inflatable balloon things that are of the Halloween characters and the scenes and all that kind of stuff. I think Vera's got some of them in her front yard. But y'all, they're not intended to be Halloween things. They're just intended to keep children off the grass. But anyway, and you know they've got that thing that squirts deer urine on you if you come by, if you get too close to the house. But anyway, it's a security system. But what was I talking about? Oh, but anyway, they had up all the Halloween decorations and everything. And y'all, I swear to God, they had this sign in the window of the lobby that said Horror Motel. Now, it wasn't Horror Hotel, but it was the Horror Motel. And y'all, I thought about all of you when I saw that. But I didn't have my camera, so anyway. I almost called it in to the BFO at that time. But y'all, all the way back, I was thinking, oh, Brett Friday, you got to get back and get the coupon. And y'all, I've rushed back and I unpacked the car, and I haven't even set the sling back up here at home yet. And I rushed out to the Publix to get the coupon so I could report to you. By the way, y'all, before I give you the coupon, one funny thing that happened when the gentleman callers were there, Big Fatty was courting, doing some courting and sparking, as our illustrious governor likes to say. And by courting and sparking, I mean like I was laying in the sling in the window of my room there at the holiday. at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, I hear my ringtone going off on the iPhone. And you know what my ringtone is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. On the line!
Me! So, y'all, I'm laying there, and I'm hearing this going off, and, you know, it was in a drawer, so it was kind of muffled, but thank God there was no gentleman caller in there. But, y'all, it was that Daniel Beaver calling. Brick Friday, are y'all recording tonight? Because I need to run out of this bar that I'm in and go home and listen to the Little Fatty Cast. And I'm like, really? No, we're not recording tonight. And if you had listened last week, you would have known that. But, you know, he didn't. Y'all, he don't listen. He don't listen. And anyway, he was trying to make me... He knew damn good and well we weren't recording this week. And so, you know, but it was... I'm a faithful listener. Anyway, back to the coupon, y'all. I saved... $12.59, but I only spent $29.43, and y'all, $10 of that was for a pound of the Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey. Y'all, we had little sandwiches over the weekend during one of the luncheons, and y'all, it was so good. It was on a nice fresh-baked roll, and it was turkey, and I put a little piece of Swiss cheese on it. And y'all, it was just delicious, and it just got me in the mood for turkey and Swiss cheese sandwiches this week. And y'all, when you find something you like, it's like the old people, they enjoy an early bird special.
He's old, you know. Old people like to be entertained. And
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.